Welcome back to Good Food. The lead up to most holidays requires weeks of preparation in the kitchen for a meal that typically lasts no more than 30 minutes, which is why I love Hanukkah. Spread over 8 nights, there's time to settle into the season and cherish rituals while creating new ones. Many will be blending cultural heritage and family traditions as Christmas and Hanukkah overlap this year. We invited Katiana and John Hong from Yangban Society, two chefs who know a thing or two about mashups, for a discussion about creating modern holiday memories. Hi, both of you.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's great to have you on. Kat, remind us of your background, where you grew up, and share how your family celebrated Hanukkah.
Sure. So I was born in South Korea. I was adopted at a very young age when I was 3 months old, and I grew up in upstate New York. My mom is Irish Catholic. My dad is Jewish. And so in our household, we celebrated pretty much all the holidays, a lot of holidays, and we had a lot of, kind of blended traditions, I would say. But when my dad's mother, my grandma Cindy, was alive, particularly, is when we would really celebrate Passover and Hanukkah and all of the Jewish holidays. She was an excellent cook, very interested in like food and art and culture. So she was always, you know, bringing things to our home and preparing dinner for us, or sometimes we would go to her house. But she had a few things that really stood out. I loved her brisket and egg noodles, her matzo ball soup, of course. I remember my dad making latkes a lot. And then she actually would do this like roast orange duckling on holidays. And I, you know, being like a younger kid at that time, wouldn't go anywhere near that one. But I did love some of the like traditional Jewish dishes that she would make.
How old is your daughter, Sia? And what traditions are you sharing with her?
So our daughter, Sia, is 3 years old as of September. And traditionally, we're kind of raising her in a mixed household. She's getting a little bit of Christmas. She's getting a little bit of Hanukkah. She's getting a little bit of Lunar New Year. So for her, it's pretty well-rounded.
And Kat, is she using the menorah that you used from your childhood?
So it's not from my childhood, but the menorah that we use is a gift from my parents. And Sia lights the menorah every year. And she likes to go around. She calls it like Hanukkah. But she goes around and she's really excited to do it. But then also, yeah, we have matzo ball soup at home and latkes and all of that. And we're a very, you know, food-focused family. So she gets excited, I think, at any time that we're doing like kind of different foods or celebratory foods.
I understand that you had a taste for gefilte fish as a child. Is Sia following in your footsteps?
You know what? I have not given her gefilte fish yet, maybe this year. But yeah, as a kid, I absolutely loved it. And I remember kind of like begging my mom for it year round. And my mother just saying like she didn't want the smell in the house and no. So it was something that I only got at holidays that I really, really loved.
So interesting. So John, are you channeling any dishes with a Korean bent from the restaurant, or are you two keeping the holiday meals fairly traditional?
I think traditionally our style of cooking is kind of mishmash. So yeah, we are kind of using a little bit of Jewish nods as well as some Korean nods, kind of exemplified in our matzo ball soup, which has Kat's grandma Cindy's matzo ball soup recipe with some Korean ingredients, hand-torn dumplings that are more traditionally Korean, and a broth that's more traditionally Korean of like emulsified chicken skin and more of a ramen-y type broth. So I think we do celebrate in our style of food and how we eat at home, as well as a little bit of a mishmash of all of our cultures and backgrounds.
And how does frying come into the way you celebrate, or indeed in the way that you'll be offering things at the restaurant?
So I think this year we'll probably make a latke, but it will probably be a combination of the white, like Korean sweet potatoes, as well as potatoes shredded with some shredded onion, you know, the usual suspects, some egg, some matzo meal, but frying like that mixed sweet potato or goguma latke. And then also, I mean, we currently have on the menu right now, which is super fun, is our fried tater tots that we serve in a garlic dill butter. And then they're also served with a side of applesauce and whipped creme fraiche.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, both of you. That was so kind of you to take time away from your work to come talk to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. It's our pleasure.
That was Katiana and John Hong. Together, they are chef partners at Yangban Society, a Korean-American deli and super mini mart in the Arts District of Los Angeles. We've been discussing traditional, modern, and combined holiday traditions.